This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, once again, conservative media for the win. Our listeners, our callers into the show, they got it right once again. I've always said this. The best part of a show like this is taking your phone calls, getting phone calls from folks all across Montana. Because it doesn't matter how much show prep we do on this program, doesn't matter how many news articles I print up, how many websites I check, how many news reports I listen to or try to watch to hurry up and get ready for a program like this. There's always going to be something new brought to the table by you. And that happened yesterday. Yesterday was such a perfect example of it right here in this 8 o'clock hour of the show. We got to talking about this little kid, 9-year-old kid, the Kansas City Chiefs fan, who was at the Kansas City Chiefs Las Vegas Raiders game down in Las Vegas. And this little kid starts getting just viciously attacked by these liberal commentators, by these liberal sports commentators, by these liberal media websites who falsely claimed and falsely attacked this kid for claiming that he was wearing blackface, that he was being a little racist and he was wearing blackface. And they showed one side of his face in this photograph, and they showed the side of his face that had the black paint on it, but they didn't show you the other side of his face that had the red paint on it. How many Raiders fans wear black paint on their face and white paint on their face? And they're not being racist. They're not wearing blackface. They're just showing their team colors. It's exactly what this little kid was doing, but they viciously attacked this little kid, called him a racist, and then they said, oh, and he's wearing a Native American headdress. He's anti-Native and anti-black all in one photograph. And then, you know, we were talking about how absurd this story was. Look, even if it was some little 9-year-old white kid that was wearing the headdress at a Kansas City Chiefs game, Kansas City fans have been doing this for years, right? And he had his face painted. He's a 9-year-old kid. Really, you're going to attack a 9-year-old kid? I mean, come on. Like the 9-year-old kid is supposed to understand the geopolitical complexities of the situation before going to his favorite team's football game and being on the Jumbotron and being live on national TV during the football game for the first time ever. But then it was our listeners. It was JJ in the Flathead yesterday and Nicole in Columbus who sent us a message on our Montana Talks app as well, who said, Gateway Pundit has the story. The kid's family is Native American. And I just thought that was hilarious. And so, of course, I said, hey, you know, the Gateway Pundit is, you know, a good conservative blog. Typically they're always spot on. And if they've ever been wrong, I'm assuming they've filed an immediate correction, you know, unlike the fake news MSNBC and CNN and other outlets that continued to lie about COVID-19, continued to lie about the Russia hoax, and then just moved on to the next lie. They'll correct things. Well, they got it right. And last night, Jesse Waters had that young man, that young kid, and his dad on his program on Fox last night. And Gateway Pundit had it right. You, our callers, had it right. And we've got the phone lines open once again. 406-294-0970 if you got something you want to talk about.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, absolutely hysterical yesterday morning on the show when JJ from the Flathead called in and said, you know that little kid, the Kansas City Chiefs fan that they're attacking and saying is being racist against Native Americans? He's Native American. Man, absolutely hysterical when JJ called in with that update yesterday. And anyway, last night on Jesse Waters' program, he had the big news update as well.
The mother of the young fan is saying her son is Native American. It turns out Holden Armenta, the 9-year-old getting slandered, has Native American blood. His family lineage, the Chumash tribe. They hail from California, an ancient people with a rich history on the Pacific coast. Holden and his family used to live on the Chumash Reservation. So if anyone's entitled to paint their face and wear a headdress to a Chiefs game, it's Holden. Here's Holden at the Super Bowl last year. Holden can wear whatever he wants, and Americans can wear whatever we want. We agree, and Kansas City agrees too. It's why the Chiefs fans are planning to wear black and red face paint to the next game, to show support for Holden. He's not only a proud Kansas City Chiefs fan, he's a proud Chumash Indian.
Yeah, anyway, that was the update that Jesse Waters had last night. He also was able to score an interview with that little boy, Holden, the 9-year-old who was so viciously attacked by the liberal media mob, and his father. Holden Armenta is the young man's name here. And a reporter for the media company Deadspin accused this 9-year-old Chiefs fan of wearing blackface after he wore red and black face paint in a Native American headdress during the game on Sunday. Holden Armenta told Jesse Waters how the reaction has been from some of his classmates. That's what he was saying, you know, because Jesse was kind of asking him, hey, you know, what's it like? And he expressed, you know, kind of the good and the bad. You know, his classmates, his fellow kids are pretty excited. And, you know, they saw him on the Jumbotron and then they're seeing him on national TV. But he also expressed a little concern, given all the crazies out there in the world right now as well.
It's okay because a lot of kids at school are getting excited, but it's starting to get me a little nervous because if they go a little bit overboard, it's a little scary.
Yeah, and when you see the video of him in doing the interview last night, he wasn't wearing a Chiefs jersey because he was about to go to his own football game. So for one of his own little guy football games or practices last night, he was apparently practicing for the All-Stars. So he was all suited up for his own football game that he had to go to practice minutes after that interview last night. His dad, Bubba Armenta, talked about some of the mixed reactions that they've been receiving as well.
It's been a whirlwind of comments coming even from other tribes, from tribal members. Some think it's okay. Some think it's not okay. It's a 9-year-old boy supporting his team.
Yep, it's a 9-year-old boy supporting his team, but yet look at how the liberal media mob not only went after him, but now apparently the male reporter named Karen, spelled with a C, not with a K, is still doubling down and is not apologizing for his clear fake news hit piece. And then you've got sports commentators like Dan Le Batard, that's his name, Dan Le Batard, still attacking this little kid for having the black paint on his face. But then, of course, Jesse Waters rolled the tape and showed the video. Oh, there's Dan Le Batard himself also wearing black and red paint on his own face, talking about who knows what sports team or whatever. So Dan Le Batard, a total hypocrite, and then attacking a 9-year-old kid for doing something that he himself has done. Why do these people call themselves sports commentators? Why do they have sports shows? And then they push their liberal politics. Like, if you're just going to be a liberal political commentator, then just tell people you are what you are. Stop pretending to be something else, like this Dan Le Batard guy. You know, the other thing, and I think one of our listeners made this point yesterday, you know, this is so similar to the Washington Redskins debate. And for those of you who know the history, the Washington Redskins logo, you know, and the imagery on the side of their football helmet, that logo, you know, came from a Blackfeet chief here in Montana. And the tribe itself saw this recognition as a great honor. And the family of that tribal chief also was instrumental in having that honor bestowed. But similar to this little kid who is Native American, comes from a Native American family. Oh, no, you've got white liberals, not all white. Some of them are these black racists like the male Karen at Deadspin. But you've got white liberals who got offended and who claim to speak on behalf of Native Americans. So they attack an actual Native American little kid. Same thing happened with the Washington Redskins logo. In fact, we reported on our Montana Talks website here recently how there's Native American groups that want to get the Washington Redskins logo back. They want to get it restored. They want that honor restored instead of the Washington whatever that the football team is now. And the white liberal George Soros is funding the opposition against it. So once again, we see the pattern here. White liberals think they know what's best for Native Americans. They think they are the ones to get offended on behalf of Native Americans, and they will even attack Native Americans in the process.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you. Anything and everything you want to talk about, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. We've got the phone lines open coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. In fact, the original plan, we were just going to have nothing but open phones for the whole 2 hours, but we are going to sneak one guest in later on in the 9 o'clock hour, because big breaking news that we just heard about yesterday afternoon, and a big topic that we've been covering for quite some time now, the Snake River dams, especially for our friends in western Montana. This is a big deal. We know that these radical environmentalists want to tear out these hydropower dams. They want to drive up your cost of electricity. They want to force their Green New Deal energy scams onto the grid in replacement of it. And then you know what that means. It drives up your cost. They got to get more backup, reliable backup power. It's been a big concern we've been hearing about from our friends at Flathead Electric Cooperative, for example, and all of the Montana Electric Cooperatives. But, yeah, folks in western Montana have been very concerned that now, especially with the Biden regime in power back in Washington, that they would use their power in Washington right now to force the removal of these hydropower dams in the Pacific Northwest, particularly on the Snake River dams. Apparently, there was a backdoor deal that was brokered between the Biden administration, these environmental groups, and some tribes. I say some tribes because kind of tied in with our previous conversation. I was talking about how they ignore Native Americans, they ignore tribes, or sometimes they outright attack Native Americans. And here you get these white liberals who say, "Oh no, we know what's best." And Washington D.C. is really known for this. No, we white liberals of Washington, we know what's best for you. And so they will ignore Native Americans, they will ignore tribes, and then just much like they ignore the rest of us here in the Rocky Mountain West, and then they will jam their decision down our throats. That's what apparently is taking place now when it comes to these Snake River dams, which is yet another reminder that the radical environmentalists are running things in Washington right now. But yeah, we got word. This came from a press release from an organization called the Northwest River Partners. Hydropower for a Better Northwest is kind of their tagline. But this is a combination of interests in the Pacific Northwest, from, you know, electric power cooperatives, tribes, tribal governments, and other stakeholders interested in providing affordable and reliable power in the Pacific Northwest. And yeah, they are very concerned that basically now you've got a proposed commitment from the U.S. government that would undermine clean energy, that would undermine affordable and reliable power and grid reliability in the Pacific Northwest. But basically what it sounds like is, and we're going to get more details on this story later on in the 9 o'clock hour, is that basically the Biden administration has cut a backroom deal with these environmental groups and a tiny fraction of the Native American tribes in the Pacific Northwest are going to get a special deal out of this backroom deal. But the overwhelming majority of tribes are not going to get a seat at the table, are not going to get a take part in the hydropower replacement plan here. And as I understand it, this is what we'll find out. Mark Lambrecht is with the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association. He's their government affairs director. He's going to join us later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. So he'll give us more specific information here. But as I understand it, the Montana tribes in the Pacific Northwest that should be a part of any deal like this, not that we should be removing any of the Snake River dams, but apparently this backroom deal from the Biden administration says, okay, we're going to take out the hydropower dams, and then we're going to replace it with our green energy stuff, and we're going to give some of these tribes, they're going to get exclusive deals to where they're going to get a profit off of the green energy deals, right? Whether it's wind, solar, you name it. But not one Montana tribe is going to be at the table for that. They've been totally iced out by the Biden administration. So, you know, if you're in the Mission Valley of Montana, nope, Biden don't care. You name it. So anyway, that's big news we're going to be talking about. And obviously anybody in the Flathead right now, think about all of the high cost you're spending for everything right now because of the Joe Biden, John Tester policies. They remove these Snake River dams. They further drive up electricity costs. They further increase grid reliability concerns. This is a big deal. So that's the one frago we've got for you here later this morning. We are going to be covering that topic with a great guest later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Let me see if I have a specific quote here, especially from some of our Montana folks. Looks like there's no quotes in the press release here. Oh no, here we go. Let's see. This is, Kurt Miller. Kurt Miller is executive director of Northwest River Partners. He said this when it comes to this secret agreement. Quote, these U.S. government commitments would be devastating to the millions of electricity customers across the region that depend on the affordability and reliability of hydropower. As written, it hands the keys to anti-hydro parties whose stated objective is to dismantle the entire system. The outcome would gut the region's decarbonization efforts. Higher energy prices will hurt the very same vulnerable groups that will be negatively affected by climate change. What they're doing here is they're basically calling out the phony arguments and the phony climate change agenda of the Biden administration. So on one hand, you have the radical environmentalists that run the Biden administration saying, oh, well, because of climate change and we think that carbon dioxide is what's causing climate change, we need to lower our carbon footprint. Well, you don't get much lower of a carbon footprint than you do with hydropower that is a renewable resource where the water powers the turbines that keeps your lights on for you, that powers your house, powers your business. That's pretty stinking carbon, low carbon footprint right there, right? So how does removing a low carbon footprint thing, if you believe in that sort of thing, like hydro, how does that somehow help your hopey, changey, climate changey goals? It doesn't. It's a scam. It's so they can line the pockets of their green energy financial backers. Think Solyndra. Think about the electric vehicle scams they've pushed upon America and so much more. It's a scam. It's to line the pockets of their political campaign contributors and to line the pockets of these radical environmental groups. And it doesn't do a dang thing to actually help the environment, but that's not what they care about in the first place. Another Montana example on this is there's a big story in the Montana Associated Press Newswire this morning on the AP Wire here in Montana. Remember the Climate Kids lawsuit? The Climate Kids lawsuit, first of its kind case on climate change. Why was it the first of its kind Climate Kids lawsuit that got entertained by a court here in Montana? It was the first of its kind, not because it was the first time that it was tried. It was the first time they found a judge liberal enough, radical enough, gullible enough, dumb enough, whatever the phrase might be. It was the first time they got a judge actually willing to entertain such a nonsensical lawsuit. That's why it was the first of its kind climate kids lawsuit. Well, the same young environmental activists who are basically, they come from, you know, by and large, a bunch of wealthy white liberal families. They're a bunch of wealthy white liberal privileged families that are using these kids as human shields in their war on American energy, in their war against Montana jobs, in their war against Montana energy. Well, these same 16 young plaintiffs that were part of the Climate Kids lawsuit filed a brief with the Montana Supreme Court yesterday trying to block a natural gas power plant from being built in Laurel, Montana. So similar to the hydropower discussion that we're going to have later on in the 9 o'clock hour of this show, where you have environmental groups and the Biden administration cutting a secret back room deal to tear out hydropower dams. Are they helping their so-called climate agenda? Are they helping to lower CO2 emissions? You know, they're probably going to burn more CO2 tearing these dams down than they would save with any wind power or solar powered facility or whatever. But here's the thing. Americans are using more and more electricity every single day. And if they aren't, the Biden administration is trying to force electric vehicles upon America. So they will be using more and more electricity through that. And yet the same people that want to force more electricity consumption are also tearing out the very infrastructure, or in the Laurel gas plant example, trying to block the very infrastructure that provides the electricity. Hydropower, lower carbon footprint, right? But yet they want to tear out hydropower dams in the name of hopey climate changey stuff. Natural gas. Why was the United States able to lower carbon dioxide emissions, especially under President Donald J. Trump? Natural gas. We were rocking the Bakken oil fields because we had more oil production taking place in America. When you pull the oil out of the ground, we got more natural gas pulled out of the ground as well. The increased use of natural gas lowered America's carbon dioxide footprint. You think the environmentalists cared? Of course they didn't. They don't care about the environment. They care about raising money from a bunch of gullible people on the left coast and on the east coast, because these environmental groups are big businesses that just want to make money blocking your job. And so again, they'll tear down the dams and remove a low carbon footprint energy source. And then the climate kids want to block a natural gas power plant, even though natural gas is what allowed us to lower our carbon dioxide emissions. It's not about the environment.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. We've got the phone lines open. If you're one of those folks who you've tried calling in before, or you've thought about calling in before, but you're like, man, I know how it goes. The phone lines are full. It's hard to get through. We've got some openings right now, so it's a great opportunity for you to call in right now. The first half of the 9 o'clock hour, we've got open phones as well, and then our guest will be joining us later on in the 9 o'clock hour. As you know, in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we're pretty much statewide right now. I mean, now we're live on some incredible talk stations: Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, Kalispell, and then 9 o'clock hour is really kind of our big statewide hour, or bigger, shall we say. That's when we're live. You know, 20-plus signals from Glendive to Missoula, Lewistown, Wolf Point, Scobie, Plentywood, you name it, a bunch of great stations. And so, in that 9 o'clock hour, we kind of got to limit callers to once a week. Otherwise, you know, you get some folks that would call in every day, and then there's Sometimes they'd say the same thing every day. And so not all of them. We got so many great callers that mix it up. But so we have to limit callers to once a week, at least in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But here in the 8 o'clock hour, it's a great opportunity for you to jump in on the conversation. Even if you've already called in another time during the week, that's the benefit of having this extra hour here of Montana Talks. And again, the number 406-294-0970. If you want to jump in on the conversation, Lori in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app with a good point here. Hydropower powers electric vehicles. Yeah. They need a reminder of that, don't they, Lori? Meanwhile, TC in Billings sent us this. This was a post at X.com by CBS News. This just came out yesterday, it looks like. This is from CBS News. Electric vehicles have nearly 80% more problems and are generally less reliable than cars propelled by conventional internal combustion engines, according to a new report from Consumer Reports, and that came out from CBS News. Hey, think about it. If electric vehicles have nearly 80% more problems and are generally less reliable now, how much more unreliable do electric vehicles become when we block a natural gas power plant in Laurel, when we tear down the Snake River dams? I mean, if they're not reliable now, how much more unreliable are they going to be, after we continue those problems? All right, let's go to Ron in Big Fork next up on the phone lines. Ron, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Yeah, this issue with the hydropower, taking down the hydropower plants, this begs the question, what are the limits on the president's ability to work secret deals without going through Congress? Every time they have a success, it's another brick in the wall that the Democrats put up, cutting Congress out of our representative form of government. And it's getting pretty annoying. Biden is well on his way to becoming a dictator, and Congress also should right now come out and say no funding for it. We're not going to do it.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
We have one lunatic. These power plants today to replace them would probably be billions and billions of dollars, and he just wants to tear them down. It's got to stop. And I wonder how Tester feels about this. Do you know anything about that?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I in part wonder if this could be. I wonder if this thing could be in part that maybe they're doing this as a setup where they will create a crisis, and then they'll back off 6 months from now so that they can. The Democrats are going to try to manufacture a win for John Tester, right? Liberal Senator John Tester is scared to death of Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy right now. That's why he's blanketing, airwaves with commercials, on digital advertising, TV advertising. Tester is scared to death. That was a good point that Tim and Billings made. He is scared to death. And so, but the Democrats have to manufacture something to make it look like John Tester can deliver something, right? Because he blocked the Keystone XL pipeline. I mean, he's just been an absolute failure. And you're right. You know, Joe Biden, have you not torn down enough of America? Now you got to go tear down these dams in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, I think you've torn down enough for 3 years, buddy. Let's take a pause here. But yeah, I wonder, you know, will they go for? What leads me to believe that they will move forward with this and they're not trying to manufacture a phony win for John Tester is that if they don't move forward with this backroom deal, they're going to piss off some of these tribes in the Pacific Northwest. They don't care if they piss off the tribes here in Montana, apparently, because they've left them out of this secret backroom deal. But there's probably some powerful tribes in Washington that are in on the deal. And I don't think Joe Biden's going to want to fail to deliver to them. So that's where it'll get tricky, I think. But you raise a really good question.
The other thing is, apparently this is about the salmon. I'm 80 years old, and I remember in grammar school being taught about fish ladders. Don't they have fish ladders on these dams? I can't believe that the salmon are being totally blocked, because if they were totally blocked, there wouldn't be any reproductive salmon being created.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the environment. It has nothing to do with the fish. They'll throw it out there, but that argument should have been thrown out, just like 4-day-old fish, right? Good question. Great points, Ron. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. And maybe we can throw that question to Mark Lambrecht when he joins us in about an hour here on the show as well, because I know there's more money included in this also, but. So more taxpayer dollars that they're going to be throwing out there as well. Next up, let's go to Ivan in Billings. Ivan, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, the Northwestern Energy is trying to switch over to the smart meters in the Billings area. I think they've worked in Bozeman already. And you can opt out of a smart meter for your home in Billings, but the deadline is at the end of December.
Oh, interesting.
And your opt-out actually, the opt-out actually has to be approved by Northwestern Energy, so they may not even grant you the opt-out. But yeah, if you know, the smart meter is, of course, the necessary if they want to set up a smart grid. And you can find a clip of Robert Kennedy talking about the smart grid, where you basically lose control of the power to your home. The power company can cut it off. They can draw power from your electric car that's plugged in. So, end of December is the deadline to opt out.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. I'll have to check in with Northwestern Energy to see what, you know, get more details, get more information on that, because that's very interesting. Yeah, I'm a co-op member myself. I live in co-op country, so I don't get my electricity from Northwestern Energy. So I'll have to check in on that. But we all know what the concern is, what the fear is overall, is we saw what took place in Denver, Colorado, of all places, where, hey, it could have been 90, 100 degrees out. Maybe you wanted to set your thermostat at 72, 73 degrees. They wouldn't let you. They would not let people in a wide swath of Denver, Colorado, lower the temperature in their own homes. These people will literally let you cook in the name of their climate agenda, talking about the left-wing folks down in Denver, Colorado. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I trust my co-op not to pull that kind of nonsense on me. That's why folks are so concerned about those kind of things. So, Ivan, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. Ryder in Sydney next up. Ryder, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about girls' college basketball in Billings.
Great.
Cat Grizz Week just seems like a good time. So, Billings MSUB has a team called the Yellow Jackets there. You're probably aware of that.
That's right.
And last year they had 25 wins and 8 losses. They went to the national tournament, around 32 teams left, and they got knocked out then. But they beat 2 top-ranked teams last year prior to that, which had never been done by the college before. In 2018, they went to the Elite Eight. But the interesting part about this team is there's 9 girls from Montana on it. They have a grade point average last year of 3.7. And some of the girls, one girl's from Winifred, one girl's from Scobie, one girl's from Fort Benton, one girl's from Florence, one girl's from Billings, and then they have a girl from Bozeman. You know, it's made up of all Montana girls. And this year, every one of them coming back for one. And they were ranked number 10 at the beginning of the season in the nation.
That's incredible. That's a Montana team for you right there. Man, that's very cool. Ryder, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break, but stand by if you want to share more.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And now what's interesting is Hunter Biden has friends worried that some Democrats are betting on, you know, for political expediences reasons, that, well, the Biden family may just have to make Hunter the sacrificial lamb in all of this, that Joe had no knowledge. All those phone calls, all those meetings at Cafe Milano, had no knowledge of any of this, or the fact that we have a paper trail of monies being spent from Hunter Biden. He claimed half his income what he had to give to Pops, and then he complained bitterly about paying for Pops' home repairs and 10% for the big guy, as Tony Bobulinski has said. But Hunter Biden now says that he'll testify publicly, and Comer said, no, I'll let you testify publicly after you do the legally required deposition.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, folks, let's have a serious talk about your personal safety. Do you have a security plan? What if somebody breaks into your house, your business, whatever, and they want to bring harm to you and your family? Now, you know I'm a big Second Amendment proponent. Well, I've also found a non-lethal self-defense weapon that I happen to love. It's called Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, Byrna.com/Hannity. And for example, Byrna, you can buy their pistols. It's legal in all 50 states. No permits, no background checks needed. By the way, the 12-gauge less lethal shotgun round by Byrna, you put it in your own shotgun, your own 12-gauge. It cannot be shipped, by the way, in this case, to a handful of states. So you got to check with their laws. Linda, how good did I look on the video?
First of all, I loved how you cleared the house. I love the mission for, and the video is up on Hannity.com. It's on Byrna.com/Hannity.
By the way, I think the video up now is me with my own shotgun. Just go to Byrna, Byrna.com/Hannity, H-A-N-N-I-T-Y.
Where? Angus Ranch in Dillon.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios. Trusted by the Northwest. Montana owned. Online at GrizzlyGoldandSilver.com. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right. Let's see. I want to get back to Ryder in Sydney, Montana, out there in the Mondakistan neck of the woods on the Montana-North Dakota border country, like our friend Tim and Savage. I got some messages that came in on our Montana Talks app as well. Evan and Belt said this. There's a reason engineers in the late 1800s built hydro dams. It was efficient and cost effective. We have five of them in the Great Falls area. There's no more renewable energy than water. Remember Solyndra and the massive tax incentives that Obama gave them only to watch them fail and the taxpayers pick up the tab? The same will likely happen if they tear down the Snake River dams. It won't help the tribes and we will suffer. Not only the monetary effects, but the limited power production will affect us all. How absurd, but that's what the communist left wants to do. Corey in Polson, wasn't New York City and L.A. covered in smog? Didn't all that change because of natural gas? A energy source that is what, 98% carbon neutral? That's what Corey in Polson had to say. Ryder in Sydney, yeah, I remember your phone call before. You were the one that called us from the Philippines, but you're back home in Sydney right now. What more did you want to share? Thanks for staying on the phone lines.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about MSUB girls basketball. Something kind of interesting that they did this year that's never been done before is they took a college game out to Winifred, and they brought in the Havre team, and they actually played a game in Winifred, Montana, college girls college basketball, never been done before. The whole town came, and they got quite a setup out there in Winifred gym and the football field. You've probably seen that along the way.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, they've got that incredible business success story, and he's really giving back to the community. That's like that red velvet cake looking football field the governor talked about last week. Yeah, well, and Ryder was telling me too that the MSUB women's basketball plays tomorrow night. They're playing Anchorage, which is supposed to be a pretty good team. So, Ryder, thanks for the phone call. Great to hear from you, and wouldn't be surprised if you're heading back to escape a cold Montana winter for a few days for a little bit warmer weather in the Philippines here pretty soon. Thanks again for calling in, and yeah, send me a photo of you with Manny Pacquiao. That'd be awesome. That'd be really cool. Let's see. Dennis and Bozeman sent us a message. We had a caller, Ivan and Billings, call in and talk about smart meters. He says there's apparently a deadline coming up regarding smart meters for Northwestern Energy customers to opt out in the Billings area, I think, maybe other parts of the state. But anyway, Dennis and Bozeman says this. I opted out of the two-way communication smart meter in the Bozeman area. I had a choice of reading the meter myself monthly, having a Northwestern Energy employee read it physically, or having a read-only meter an employee can drive by and read, or the two-way communication meter. I opted for what was already in place, which is a one-way read meter. That was from Dennis and Bozeman. I think Ivan had mentioned that they already had moved forward with these meters, whether they're smart or however they would officially be referred to in Bozeman. So, Dennis, thanks for that message. That's interesting insight there as well. You know, let's see. We're going to have more phone lines open coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. So if you got something you want to talk about, definitely stick with us here into the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, we're going to talk with the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association about this big Snake River Dams topic. In the meantime, here's a phone call you got to make. You know, I know it's going to be December already tomorrow, so we're getting towards the end of the year here. If you've been suffering all year long with pain, pain in your back, pain in your hips, pain in, you know, some of those achy joints, well, why suffer for another year? Again, you got a phone call that you can make, and you can get a free consultation for a natural treatment process. It's known as regenerative medicine. That's where they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into those achy joints. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in that very thing, and they're now here in Montana. And you heard me right. You can get a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. Back right after this.